grabbed 6 rebounds and handed out 2 assists. His first free throw is good. T-Birds are within 3. Schaff checks out. He's replaced by Ganser.
Ganser gave the Eagles some quality minutes, even though he just finished with 2 points in the first half. He played well in the first half.
Rivas hits both. T-Birds are within 2. Just over 15 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie 27, Baraboo 25.
It's time for this crowd to get into it, I think.
That students are on their feet. Keyser on the drive and the finish. Nice looking drive over Rivas. Nicholas Keyser for 2. He's up to 7. T-Birds trail by 4. Find Geckerman in the corner. His pass is stolen away. Turnover. On the other hand, Hannigan nearly gets a steal, but instead, Brickle finishes with a left-hand kiss off the glass. The Eagles' lead is back to 6.
Casey Brickle starting to heat up a little bit for Sauk Prairie.
Here comes Hannigan working on the screen. He's double-teamed. Finds Geckerman. They're going to find Dan Olson on the right block. He goes up strong with the left hand over Brickle for and-one.
Olson now into double digits as well for the Thunderbirds.
That's a big-time finish with contact for the Thunderbird big man. Romano Thompson will check in. He'll replace Geckerman. T-Birds bringing in a little more size. Free throw is in the air from Olson and good. I'm not even going to say what the T-Birds are doing from the line. We don't want to jinx anything. It's 31-28 Sauk Prairie. Eagles basketball. Keyser finds Ganser, right wing, beyond the arc. He'll give it back to Keyser. Picks up his dribble. They're calling him for a walk. I didn't see it, but fair enough. There's a lot of things I don't see.
Yeah, not a big argument from Sauk Prairie there. So
the Thunderbirds have the ball with a chance to possibly tie this ball game. They're hoping to bite into a 3-point Sauk Prairie lead with 14 minutes to go. Hannigan, dribble drive, through contact, picks up his dribble, throws up a floater. He's looking for contact. He's going to get 2 on this, and Brickle says, hey, that is a tough foul.
It is.
Brendan Marquardt's going to check in and replace him. Hannigan's going to shoot
Brickle's
a pair.
Brickle's third foul, 14 foul.
So, well, I think both ways you could see foul trouble becoming a factor here in the second half. Alex Hannigan at the line. Misses the first one. It bounces all around the rim and rolls off. No good. Brendan Marquardt does indeed check in and replace a fuming Casey Brickle. He's still talking about it in the bench area. Second free throw from Hannigan is good. So it's a 2-point game. Eagle basketball. We've seen Sauk Prairie be methodical and deliberate offensively. Looking for just the right shot. Ganser drives to the lane. Throws up a floater. No good. Can the T-Birds rebound? No, it's going to be off Baraboo. Sauk Prairie basketball. Eagles will inbound from their end line. They lead by 2. They're looking to avenge a 25-point loss to these Thunderbirds earlier this season. Ganser doesn't get the pass in time. 5-second call. Turnover.
You can make the argument that was a pretty quick whistle there.
Some of us count faster than others, partner. Not all of us are the math whiz that you are. Counting to 5 can be a challenge.
Well, that's about my limit.
T-Bird basketball. You got a chance to tie or potentially take a lead here. 13 and a half to go. Isaiah Romano Thompson picks up his dribble. Misses the shot but draws a foul. And all of a sudden, the Eagles are going to find themselves in a little bit of foul trouble.
I think that's going to go against Bowden Breinig.
Romano Thompson heads to the line. He has 2 points. Coach McGann would like to talk things over with one of the officials here.
Actually, that one goes against Brendan Marquardt.
Romano Thompson hits the first. It's a 1-point ball game. Romano Thompson dribbles, shoots. Hey, you were all tied. I believe that's 4 for 4 from Isaiah.
It is. I didn't want to say anything.
Me either, not till after the fact. And Coach McGann wants to take a timeout. Perhaps that's what he was speaking with the official there. He needed a timeout. That gives us a chance to thank our sponsors. These include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. In other Thunderbird action in the week to come, the girls' basketball team will be at Mount Horeb on Thursday, and their playoff opponent has been announced. They're going to be traveling to Sparta on Tuesday. The Thunderbird girls lost to Sparta in the home opener to start the season. Girls hockey, the Lightning, are hosting regionals versus the Stoughton Icebergs. Boys hockey has regionals versus Middleton coming up at the Capital Ice Arena.
That one's tonight as well.
I believe they're both tonight. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Boys, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I wanted to just give a shout-out to the girls' hockey team. They've just done a fantastic job. They had a ton of kids this year, and that's great to see for the health of the sport, but having a lot of success as well.
Eagles basketball coming out of the timeout. What was also good to see is the T-Bird in attendance over there in the corner. Eagles find Breinig open for three. He splashes it. Bowden Breinig has eight, and the Eagles have regained the lead. Thunderbird basketball, Rivas on the dribble. Finds Romano Thompson. He's going to hand to Olson at the top of the key. And they'll get it to Hannigan. When in doubt, hand it to Alex Hannigan. Get the reset. Hannigan penetrates. And he's called for traveling. Took a little too much of a slide with that pivot foot.
Sauk Prairie is still playing man-to-man, but they sag off quite a bit and really cut down that lane.
And the T-Birds really haven't done their usual level of damage from beyond the arc. Usually you see Hannigan penetrating, kicking out the three-point shooters, and the T-Birds hitting threes. Not so much of that tonight, at least not yet.
A little full-court pressure again from the Thunderbirds.
Buckles has the ball left wing. Looking to drive baseline on Bauer. Ball gets away from him. Ganser's able to gather. He'll get it to Keiser for a reset. We're ticking down to 12 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie 34, Baraboo 31. Breinig on the drive. He traveled. Got away with an obvious walk and finished for two. 10 points. 5-point Eagle lead. And there's a pass tipped away. Olson's able to grab it, prevent the turnover. Nice pass to a wide open Isaiah Romano Thompson, who scores.
And I don't know if he's got the ups for it, but he was thinking about dunking it right there.
Well, he's listed at 6'1". That's a tall order indeed. 6 points, though, for the Thunderbird Jr., and it's a 3-point game. Ganser makes a nice move, gets into the lane, and floats one in. He's got four.
I'm 6'1", too, but I have like a maybe a quarter-inch vertical leap, if that.
Sauk Prairie leads by five. Dan Olson's in the corner. He's thinking about driving baseline. Now he kicks it. Thunderbird swing it around. Rivas wide open for three. Right wing rattles out, but there's Romano Thompson with the rebound and the putback. Oh, that's too strong. Keiser rebounds for the Eagles.
Two opportunities there for the Thunderbirds to score. Just couldn't convert.
Two good-looking looks. You'll take those any day of the week.
But I like that shot that Rivas took. I think
we
get more of those, we'll start knocking them down.
More often than not, he'll hit that shot. Branding on the drive. He kisses one in off the glass with some dribble penetration. He's been hot, and the Eagles are hot as well. They lead by seven.
Branding now with 7 points here in the second half, 12 overall.
Hannigan draws a foul as he dribbled on the perimeter. Bear Lefevre is going to return. He's going to replace Rivas, who's grimacing over there. I don't know if he took a shot there.
And that's not something you want to see.
So Lefevre replaces Rivas. Buckles and Keiser check out. They're replaced by Schaff and Mark Backeberg for Sauk Prairie. Thunderbird basketball. Baraboo trails by seven. 10.5 to go. Baraboo swings it around. Isaiah Romano Thompson gets right to the rim from the baseline. Facing minimal resistance, scoring again. 5-point game.
Once again, Isaiah providing a spark for the Thunderbirds.
And there's another travel. Finishes for two. Bowden Breinig seems to have special dispensation from the governor. 42-35.
Now 14 points for Breinig.
And we got a timeout. Coach Fish wants a timeout. Talk things over with the T-Birds. It's their basketball, but they trail by seven. So we'll finish the athletics calendar here. We talked about the girls hockey team, the Lightning, hosting regionals tonight versus the Stoughton Icebergs. In boys hockey, they host regional, or I said they're in regional action versus Middleton at Capital Ice Arena. And boys wrestling team has sectionals at Wanakee on Saturday. The girls wrestling team is at Prairie du Chien on Friday. And the gymnastics team has its conference meet at Watertown on Saturday. And as for these two teams, T-Birds' next ball game, they'll be at Edgewood on Friday. And they'll be at Stoughton for their final regular season game a week from Thursday. The Eagles' next game, they'll be hosting Stoughton on Friday. Well, partner, the T-Birds need an answer here. They crept right back into this game, had it all tied up, and the Eagles have regained control, leading by 7 with 10 minutes left.
They do. They got to go on a run where they don't give up any points in on the other end, you know, and we haven't done that yet.
Hannigan on the end line. Finds Bear Lefevre open in the lane, but he can't finish. Marquardt rebounds.
Not to mention, we've had some good looks just like that that we just couldn't
just
capitalize
finish
on.
For sure. T-Birds got what they wanted out of the timeout, but couldn't finish. Brandy, hesitation dribble once again. Here he fires a pass out of bounds. Turnover. Carter Rivas must be okay. He's checking back in and replacing Bear Lefevre. Talked about Isaiah Romano Thompson giving the T-Birds a spark. I feel like they need a spark from the perimeter as well. Need to splash a couple threes.
I think you're right. And Rivas can do that, and Hannigan can do that. And we've seen Dan Olson do that at times. And Brady Bauer over there as a freshman.
Dan Olson dribbles, picks up his dribble. He finds Romano Thompson, top of the key. He'll swing it over to Rivas, right wing. Back to Romano Thompson at the logo. Here's Olson. He's going to fire a three, right wing. That's no good. Off the rim. Schaaf rebounds. He'll get things started for the Eagles. T-Birds extending their man-to-man defense. Briney gets a step, throws up a wild shot, no good. Rivas rebounds. He finds Brady Bauer. He's looking to get into the lane, but now kicks it out.
I'd like to see Brady spot up for a three in a corner.
He's been great with that shot this year. There's a sweet feed by Carter Rivas, but there's a foul on the floor. That was going to be a sure two, but there was a foul on Rivas as he penetrated.
I think that's the team seventh, so that's going to send Rivas to the line for a one-and-one.
Brickle returns, replacing Marquardt.
And that's Ganser's second foul.
One-and-one opportunity coming up here for Carter Rivas. He's been relatively quiet with just 5 points. Front end rattles in. T-Birds within 6, under 9 minutes to go. Second free throw is in the air. That's a splash. T-Birds continue to excel at the line, but they continue to trail by 5. Sauk Prairie basketball. Backeberg on the dribble. Picks it up. Finds Schaaf. He finds
nice
Backeberg on a
cut
nice
time.
Pass on a backdoor cut, but Backeberg couldn't finish. Bauer rebounds. Here come the T-Birds looking to run. Now Olsen's going to tap the brakes. The T-Birds will set up their half-court set.
I think that was a good decision by Dan that time.
Brady Bauer is going to fire that three from the left wing. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Brady Bauer with his first points, a big triple.
And that's what I've been waiting for. Brady can put up some points in a hurry here for the Thunderbirds.
Two-point game. Eagles basketball. There's a pass into Backeberg, and they got Romano Thompson on a reach as that pass came through.
For Isaiah, that's going to be his second personal. Third team foul overall here in the second half.
Nicholas Kieser checks in, replacing Braden Schaaf.
Just like that, it's a two-point game, buddy.
Just like that. No accident, they brought Kieser back in. Coach McGann going to his key players here. 8 minutes to go. Eagles working the ball around. Looking for a little give and go to Backeberg. They find him, but the ball is knocked free. Good defense. Good help defense by the T-Birds. Romano Thompson. With a drive and a pass and a finish by Dan Olson. And the T-Birds have tied the game again.
And now this crowd getting into it.
The student section's getting fired up. 42 all, under 8 minutes to go. Eagle basketball. Ganser drives baseline. Scores a nice reverse layup over Bauer. Oh, my. Some nice work from Lincoln Ganser. He has 6. Thunderbird basketball. Isaiah Romano Thompson on the dribble. Ooh, he's... has the ball stolen away. Brickle with the steal. He finds Breinig. They play a little game of catch. Browning now looking to dribble penetrate.
Hannigan's going to have to be careful there not to pick up a cheapie.
And that's a sweet pass by Browning on a backdoor cut by Ganser. He finishes his little personal four-point run, restores the Eagles' four-point lead. Brady Bauer on the left wing, looking to make something happen, working on Backeberg. Now he kicks it out to Rivas, right wing. Finds Ramayan Thompson in the corner. And he'll get it back out to Hannigan at the logo. Now Olsen in the right corner. T-Bird swinging it around the arc. They find Bauer in the corner for three. That's off the mark. Brickle snags the loose ball. Sauk Prairie 46, Baraboo 42. 6.5 minutes to go.
They got the look they were looking for
there. Sure did. Tanner Geckerman waiting to check in at the scorer's table. Keyser working around a Brickle screen. Tough shot. Misses, but he draws a foul. A little turnaround jumper.
And as Tanner Geckerman gets ready to check in, he's another kid who can knock down some shots from the outside.
Certainly can. So Keyser is going to shoot two. Eagles look to build on a four-point lead. First one is in the air and good. We talk about this being a game of runs, partner. It certainly has been that tonight. Buckles is going to replace Breinig. No, I'm sorry, he replaced Backeberg.
Well, I've been impressed with the Eagles, though, because every time the Thunderbirds have went on a run, the Eagles have responded.
Geckerman replaces Romano Thompson in the Thunderbirds lineup. Second free throw rattles in for Keyser.
He's now up to 9 points.
Sauk Prairie leads Baraboo by six. Ticking down to 6 minutes to go in this Badger small conference matchup. Carter Rivas penetrates. Misses, but draws the foul. And Brickle's going to be whistled again. He's in some foul trouble.
Well, that'll be the fourth foul on Brickle.
The Eagles came in looking to avenge a 25-point loss to the T-Birds at home. They've held several leads as Rivas hits the first free throw. T-Birds have battled back to tie it on multiple occasions, only to see the Eagles rebuild their lead. Brickle is replaced by Marquardt. As we await the second free throw from Carter Rivas, it's in the air and it's good. He's been spectacular from the line. It's a four-point game. Eagles are going to walk it up. 6 minutes left. Keyser looking to penetrate, working on Hannigan. Picks it up. Kicks it out. Breinig with a spin move. Nice looking spin move and finish off the glass for Bowden Breinig. He's having himself a night, and the Eagles lead by six.
11 points now for Breinig in the second half. 16 overall.
Dan Olsen drives, kisses it with the left hand at the glass, just a little too strong off the rim. Eagles rebound. Carter Rivas applying some pressure to Ganser. Ganser with a nice dish to Buckles, who can't finish, but he grabs his own rebound and puts it back in. Buckles with his first two-point field goal. He has five, and it's an eight-point Eagle lead. T-Birds in trouble with 5 minutes left. Bauer looking to penetrate. He's got to be careful. He finds Olsen. Pass is nearly tipped away, but Carter Rivas grabs it. Has it knocked away in traffic. Ganser heading the other way. Now Breinig. They got him for steps. Turnover. Sauk Prairie. Baraboo basketball. T-Birds need a bucket. Trailing by eight.
A little frustrating there for Coach McGann. I think he'd like to have that possession back.
I think he would too. Romano Thompson's going to replace Bauer. Bauer looked like he was wincing after that last play.
He got
banging in the lane.
A little bit.
So Romano Thompson returns for the T-Birds. Hannigan's going to walk it up. T-Birds trail by eight, looking to make something happen. Hannigan on the drive, in traffic. Goes up for the shot, misses, but draws a foul. And this is where the Thunderbirds have the advantage. The Eagles are in the penalty.
So that foul is going to go against Marquardt.
I think that was a shooting foul either way, but it helps add to the tally. First free throw from Hannigan. Short off the rim. Oh, boy, T-Birds need to hit these. Sauk Prairie 52, Baraboo 44. Hannigan second free, that's short as well. Ay, caramba. T-Birds miss a pair. Keezer rebounds. Keezer drives on Olson, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rivas rebounds. Good patient defense from the T-Birds, not going for the block shot, just playing good positional defense. But they need to answer on the offensive end. Romano Thompson picks up his dribble on the wing, gets it out to Hannigan. Hannigan looking to drive. He finds Romano Thompson. In traffic, reverse layup, no good. Eagles with an acrobatic save by Keezer. Take the ball. They get it to Marquardt. He's looking to drive baseline. And he scores. Brendan Marquardt with a strong night off the bench for Sauk Prairie. 10-point lead.
He was the difference for the Eagles in the first half.
It's the biggest Sauk Prairie lead. But here they find Dan Olson in the lane. He kicks it out. Romano Thompson's going to fire a three from the corner. That's no good. Rebounded by Ganser. Moving up court. Bowden Breinig's going to tap the brakes. Now he looks to penetrate. Finds Keezer. And the Eagles are going to call timeout. They didn't have much shaking on that possession. I think Coach McGann wants to set something up. So with that Sauk Prairie timeout, it's Eagles 54, Baraboo 44. This full timeout gives us a chance to thank our sponsors. The Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. Well, partner, what are you drawing up here if you're Coach Fish trying to get back in this ballgame?
Oh, we've got to knock down some shots. We've had opportunities, and we just haven't converted. And that's the difference in the game right now. You know, how many times did we get to the rim and not finish, or how many times did we take a, you know, we had a good look at the
good
basket,
look,
but maybe the
yep.
shot wasn't the best. And
right.
Unfortunately, things just seem to be going Sauk Prairie's way tonight.
They certainly do. In case you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by John Gunnell, the big gun beside me tonight. The T-Birds had an early lead, 12-6, and the Eagles took control, taking a lead of 6 points into the half. Now here in the second half, the Eagles have built a couple of big leads. T-Birds keep clawing their way back in, but now Sauk Prairie holds its largest lead of the evening, 10 points with under 3.5 minutes to go.
Well, Thunderbirds about to enter the super bonus here, so another way they can get back into this ball game is knocking down some free throws. But unfortunately, that's usually a strength of ours, but in the second half here, we haven't had a lot of success from the line.
The T-Birds were perfect in the first half, right, in the early part of the second half, but all of a sudden it cooled off a bit.
Yeah, I guess overall in the second half we've done okay from the free throw line, but recently we just haven't hit any shots.
Indeed. Inbound pass nearly stolen by Hannigan, but Buckles is able to retrieve it. T-Birds looking to extend their half-court defense. Need to make something happen here and hound the Eagles. Try to force some turnovers or some poor shots.
You know, another thing, if you can draw some fouls, you're going to stop the clock, which is super important at this point.
T-Birds apply a double team. Gives an opening to Ganser, who finds Marquardt. Hey, his pass is stolen away by Hannigan. Turnover.
Now, attack the basket here.
Alex in transition. Kicks it out. Looks like he lost the handle there. Gets it out. Gives the T-Birds a chance to set something up. Olson wants to get all the way to the rim on Marquardt. His shot attempt, no good. Rebounded by Buckles and the Eagles. Ganser fakes the pass and finishes with a sweet finger roll off the glass. Nick Lincoln Ganser has been a revelation in the second half for Sauk Prairie.
Now in double digits with 10 points for the Eagles.
12-point Eagle lead. Danger zone for the T-Birds, trailing by 12. Under 2.5 to go. Tanner Geckram is going to fire a three from the right corner. That hits nothing. Ganser grabs the ball. Carter Rivas actively trying to foul in the backcourt. He is indeed whistled, and they're going to send Moon in for him. I think Carter, that looked like a frustration foul. But Moon
John's
is going to replace Geckerman. Yeah. Eagles basketball. T-Birds applying full court pressure, man to man. Keezer driving on Hannigan. Finds Buckles. His pass stolen away by Rivas, at least for a moment. All the ball is loose. This is going to be a jump ball. It's going to keep it with the Eagles. Under 2 minutes left. Baraboo trails 56-44.
Well, now you're going to have to try to knock down some threes at this point. Still enough time, but running out of time.
Running out, absolutely. Eagles basketball on the sideline. They find Ganser in the backcourt. Hey, Hannigan almost tipped that free. Looks like he's actually trying to foul there in the backcourt. So perhaps the T-Birds are trying to, of course, it's his fourth. You hate to see that, but the T-Birds are trying to give themselves some options here with the fouls to give. Sixth team foul on the T-Birds. Here's an inbound pass. Looks like they are trying to foul.
Yep.
Or not. Hannigan can't do it. Ganser kicks it up the court to Keezer. Yep. T-Birds looks like they're trying to foul and force the bonus shots here with a minute 42 to go.
And they'll be in the bonus now.
So that advantage slips away for the T-Birds. Keezer is at the line. He's going to shoot 1-1. Looking to build on a 12-point lead. Front end is good. That's a big one.
Keezer having a nice night from the free throw line tonight. He's now one, two, three.
Second free throw is good.
It's now 7 of 8.
Thunderbird basketball trailing by 14. Carter Rivas trying to penetrate. Draws a foul in traffic. He's going to get to shoot two.
That foul's going to go against Buckles. He's kind of got the Carter Gilmore thing going with the headband.
Right. Gilly James.
Speaking of Carter Gilmore, how are the Badgers doing right now?
Looking good.
Up by 10?
No, just made it up 7. Rivas hits the front end. He's done most of his damage from the line tonight. We have Lefevre and Geckerman checking in for the T-Birds. Going to give Hannigan what I'm sure is a brief break. Same for Dan Olson.
I think you got to get your three-point shooters on the floor right now and hope for the best.
Second free throw is good as well. T-Birds continue to apply full court pressure. Keezer dribbles through traffic. Ooh, they're going to get the T-Birds with a foul in the backcourt.
I think they're going to get Geckerman.
So this will be another 1-1 for Keezer. And just like that, they hardly sat down. Hannigan and Olson will return. This is another offense for defense situation with a couple of guys with a little bit of foul trouble. Well, Hannigan has 4. How many does Olson have, partner?
Olson has, hang on a second, just 1.
Oh, okay. Minute 35 to go. It's Sauk Prairie 58, Baraboo 46. The front end is good. Keezer has been lights out at the line. Another free throw forthcoming. It is in the air, and it's good.
He's now 9 out of 10.
Announcer jinx didn't work. 14-point lead once again for Sauk Prairie. T-Birds seem to get some threes in the air. Hannigan picks up his dribble, finds Rivas. Rivas will pull from the right wing. Off the rim, no good. Buckles rebounds. Branding on the dribble. Rivas looking to give a foul. He's questioning the ref, but it looked like he was trying to give the foul there. He's got to be getting up there in the foul department. Well, only 3. Okay. So Bowden Breining heads to the line. He's still shooting 1-1.
He's had a nice night, too.
Certainly has. First free throw's in the air. No good. Missed the front end. Did not earn the Niedermeyer. Here come the T-Birds. It's 3-time. Dan Olson finds Geckerman. Left corner. 3-ball. That's a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds. Tanner Geckerman. His first bucket of the game is a triple. That brings Baraboo within 11 with a minute 7 to play. We got a full timeout here called by the Thunderbirds.
Well, and I think that's got to be their strategy now. You just foul and hope they miss the free throw.
Hope they miss the front end. Well, that's the dream scenario. They miss the front end. You hit a 3, but you need to do that 3-4 more times.
Yeah. The odds are not in your favor.
Indeed. T-Birds have had a solid season this year. They come in at 13-8. 7-4 in the Badger small. We're hoping they earn themselves a, a home playoff game so that this isn't our last home broadcast. We'll see how that goes. Eagles come in at 11-10, 4-7 in conference play. And, of course, the next time these two teams meet, they will no longer be conference rivals. Baraboo is getting shipped to the Badger Large next season. And I believe, I saw the non-conference schedule, I believe these two teams are still playing next year. But it'll be like one game in the non-conference.
I believe they're still playing, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. And that's going to be the T-Birds Challenge. Preserve some of these traditional rivalries with some non-conference games. At least until the conference alignments change again.
Yeah.
Which seems inevitable. It's going to be Eagles basketball. Now we come out of the timeout. T-Birds applying full court, man-to-man pressure. Ganser at the end line. Beneath the Baraboo basket. Feeds Buckles. He's triple-teamed in the backcourt. Passes it out to Keezer. He'll get it across midcourt. Oh, Brady Bauer nearly knocked away a steal. However, Braden Schaff comes away with the ball and draws a foul. He is going to shoot two. What's interesting, too, partner, is the Eagles are they're not even putting anybody into the hoop. They're playing everybody back. They did that last time, too, and the T-Birds still got an open three-point look.
Yep.
Hannigan and Olsen waiting to check in after the free throw, which is good. Braden Schaff has four. Moon and Lefevre check out. 57 seconds left. It's a 12-point Sauk Prairie advantage. Second free throw coming up for the senior guard. Braden Schaff, it is good. 13-point game. Thunderbirds looking for threes. Hannigan penetrates. Shows what I know. Goes for the layup. No dice. Keezer rebounds. Hannigan can't foul. Keezer is triple-teamed in the corner. Finds Schaff at the logo. The Eagles are going to be patient here. 37 seconds left. Leading by 13. They're going to get themselves a payback win over the T-Birds.
And I think that foul is going to go against Hannigan. I think that's going to be his fifth. Maybe not. It's going to go against Bauer.
They did indeed get Bauer. And Josh Brush is going to return here on senior night. He's one of the seniors who was in the starting lineup. T-Birds are not senior heavy. Josh Brush, Alex Hannigan, Dan Olson. Brush returns, replacing Rivas. Thirty-one seconds to go. Keezer's free throw is no good. Hannigan on the dribble drive, looking to penetrate, trying to score through contact. Nothing doing. Keezer rebounds again. 21 seconds left. We'll see if either team contests this here. Buckles gets out to Keezer at the logo.
I don't think it's necessary at this point.
And they're going to dribble it out. Final score will be Sauk Prairie, 63, Baraboo, 49. A back and forth affair. We saw the Thunderbirds take control early. The Eagles return the favor, taking a 6-point lead at the half. And we saw things go back and forth again in the second half with the Eagles building a lead. The T-Birds tying it up on a couple of different occasions. But in the end, the Eagles built a lead the Thunderbirds could not overcome. So the Thunderbirds fall to 13-9 on the season, 7-5 in the Badger small. Eagles improve to 12-10, 5-7 in conference play. Coming up next for these two teams, Thunderbirds head to Edgewood on Friday. The Eagles host Stoughton on Friday. We'll touch on all the game-ending statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 20 and 25 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs of 10 to 15 above. And with sunshine, we climb to the low 20s on Thursday and a warming trend into the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back one last time to Baraboo High School, where your final score is the Sauk Prairie Eagles 63, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 49. I'll turn things over to John Gunnell for our statistics.
Well, first for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, they were led tonight by Bonin Breinig with 16 points. Nicholas Kieser chipped in 14. Lincoln Ganser, 10. Brendan Marquardt with 9. Jake Buckles with 5. Braden Schaff with 5. And Casey Brickle with 4 points for the Eagles. Nice balanced attack. They were 12 out of 16 from the free throw line, 75%. So that was a big difference for the Eagles in the second half, particularly.
Makes it hard to come back when the other team is hitting their free throws.
Absolutely. For the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight by Dan Olson, who finished with 13, Alex Hannigan, 11, Carter Rivas, 11, Isaiah Romano-Thompson finished with 8, and Tanner Geckerman and Brady Bauer both add 3 points for the Thunderbirds, who were 14 of 17 from the charity stripe. Just a night where it just didn't seem like we could really get things going. You know, early on in the game, we started out of the gates looking pretty hot, but, you know, as the game wore on and Sauk Prairie chipped away at the early Thunderbird lead and went up on the Thunderbirds, and every time the Thunderbirds would go on a little bit of a run, Sauk Prairie would respond. And just made it difficult for the Thunderbirds to get back in the ball game, and you got to hand it to the Eagles, you know. They got beat by the Thunderbirds by 25 points down in Sauk, and they probably came here with a
ready to answer
mission, you know.
For sure. That's just it. We've seen the T-Birds in a ton of tight games this year, especially the home games, where you're like, oh, boy, they're going to let it get away, and then somehow they managed to pull it off. It felt that way tonight when they get back into the game, tie it up. You thought, okay, maybe they're going to assert control, maybe hit a couple of those threes we were talking about, but give the Eagles credit. They were always able to withstand that run and build a lead.
Yeah, we never really got a lot going from beyond the arc, and there were a lot of times we did get to the rim and unfortunately couldn't finish. So, you know, a lot of things didn't go our way tonight.
So the T-Birds fall to 13-9, 7-5 in conference play. Eagles improve to 12-10 overall, 5-7 in conference play. These two teams, as we just mentioned, they're going to split the season series this year. But there's more games to be played. T-Birds have a road game at Edgewood on Friday and at Stoughton next Thursday. Eagles will host Stoughton on Friday, and you imagine both teams are going to get at least one playoff game down the road. We're hoping to see the T-Birds for a home playoff game. We'll see how that goes. So hopefully this isn't our sign-off for the season, John Gunnell.
Yeah, I hope not. but if it is, I will see you again in spring.
That's just it, yes. So whether you listen to us on 99.7 Max FM or watched on NFHS or followed us via the Civic Media mobile app, we're grateful you were with us, and hopefully we'll be with you one more time at least for boys basketball action. And if not, you can hear John Gunnell and I for Thunderbirds baseball in the spring. I know when it's -3 out, it's hard to think baseball, but some of us can't help ourselves.
I got a feeling we're going to have at least one home game here. So
I think you're right. So for John Gunnell, wishing you a pleasant good evening, I am Ben Bromley. Thank you for joining us tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
So your big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, your big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Can't touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fly girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit and let them know what's going on. Like that, like that. Pull a little bit, just don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat they can't touch. Touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white or a tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't groove this, then you probably are dead. So wave your hands in the air. Bust a few moves. Run your fingers through your hair. This is it for a winner. Dance to this. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm going.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. 50-plus minute music hour in progress. Hey there, I'm Mace Michaels, sweeping through with continuous, non-stop music so you can listen longer. Yeah, like only stopping the music once this hour. Great set of music coming up with the Bare Naked Ladies, Van Halen, and Billy Joel, and some Men at Work in there as well. It's Philip Bailey and Phil Collins now on Max FM.
She's the kind of girl you WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Thank you.